بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a dance on questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Brother Suhail is here to answer our questions. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you, dear viewers. Thank you, brother.
So for today's discussion, we want to talk about we can say an important event which took place in the history of Islam, and that is the split of the moon at the time of Prophet Shaqqul Qamar. How much possible is this, that the moon must be splitted at the time of Prophet by miracle or so?
The first thing is that we have a verse in the Holy Quran that says that the hour has drawn near and the moon has split. Mm-hmm. And that such a miracle was performed by the Holy Prophet is beyond doubt, as it is attested by the both Quran and the Sunnah. As to the details, however, the hadith disagrees, since the hadith that recount the incident are not ascertainable when taken individually. The details provided therein are dubious. What can be said with certainty is that the Prophet pointed to the moon, which caused it to split in half. This is much of the story is verified by the Quran. And we have, for example, right now, even if you go on Google and search the split moon, we have claims as well as scientific proof that the moon is split.
Really?
Yeah.
Are there documents over there?
For so we have some vocations of like the result of what the scientists said regarding the moon. And I would like to bring just a few of the quotes from the scientists from NASA, of which it starts from this. Okay, so first we want to bring a physical proof by someone who saw the split of the moon at the same time when it split in Hijaz at that time. So when the Prophet pointed at the moon and it split, there was somewhere else where someone saw this incident.
What was the main reason for happening such a thing? Why, for example, the moon must be split?
Normally, these kind of miracles takes place to provide proof of the Prophet's prophethood.
Mm-hmm.
And between the disbelievers, there had been a kind of dispute regarding Prophet and calling him a magician or something after the event. And before the event, they were trying to point out proofs from the Holy Prophet to bring something that they could believe that he's a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's all right. Okay. So
should I bring the physical proof that the person saw?
Yes.
Okay. So an ancient India documented quoted by Muhammad Hamidullah in his book, Muhammad the Messenger of Allah, mentioned that a king in Malabar, southern India, by the name of Chakravarti Farmas, had witnessed the splitting of the moon and informed others, and traveled to Mecca to meet the Prophet. He accepted Islam and returned back to India, but died in the way back and buried in a place called Dhafar. The whole thing is to point out that at that time, apart from Hijaz, there was another place that this split was seen. While there are other doubts that people create, okay, why the whole world did not see, and we know about this from this thing. For example, if we see right now, the difference of timings between Hijaz and India is not that much. So if it was night in Hijaz, it would certainly be night in India, while other parts of the world would be day, so they wouldn't be able to view this split. However, from the scientists that we have, I'm trying to get the name of the scientist, if I could.
Okay.
But the details that are there already right now in the sites that are available from NASA, if I'm not mistaken, this is what they say. So the moon's surface is totally correct. Analysis of the lunar surface reveals that it's far more fractured than once thought. The damage goes far deeper than that, with cracks extending to the depth of 12 miles, which is 20 kilometers. Rima Ariadios is one of the several linear rail systems nestled in the highlands between Mar Vaporam, and these are some names that they are used.
Yes.
And it shows that the crack is deepened to the core of the moon, so it is believed that it has been splitted into two halves. However, so the crack is still visible till today from the images that are there.
Yes.
However, there is a difference of narration.
Yes.
Of how that crack is there.
But all in all, we could see that it was a miracle done by Prophet Muhammad at that time, okay, against the mushrikeen of his time.
I think like this should be more than enough for okay. We have provided the Quranic evidence, the hadith that are over there, the physical vision of the proof, and the scientific proof of the moon crack that is available, of which we can come to a conclusion that yes, the moon was split once.
Mm-hmm.
The reasons the scientists want to believe is to be a cause and effects splitting of the moon rather than the Holy Prophet, because they don't find history being too much into their scientific research. But we have also seen that we have a lot of verses in the Holy Quran that have been mentioned 1400 years ago, and recently the scientists have discovered.
That's right.
So this might not be the end point of the research that they have done. In future, maybe they might come to the same conclusions where they would see what they're saying and what the Quran is saying to be same.
There are also some opinions of some scientists and ulama who says that, for example, miracles like this or events like this are among the Ashratu Sa'a, or the signs of the Day of Judgment. For example, before Akhar al-Zaman or something like that, such cases will happen. We are not still sure about the would it again happen in the future or not. But what is known, according to you said, in the Holy Quran and the Ahadith is that we can say it took place. That's all right. Thank you very much, Shaykh, for a nice elaboration. Let's take a break, and after that, I'll get to the next question for today's program.
Sure.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glory is to Allah. We worship Allah and no one but Allah.
So welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. For today's discussion, we covered two questions. In the first episode, we talked about the split of the moon, and now we want to talk about people of the right hand and the left hand in the Holy Quran, Ashab al-Yamin and Ashab al-Shumal. What are they exactly, Shaykh?
Okay, so from the verses that we have, it says that wa ashab al-mash'ama, ma ashab al-mash'ama wa sabiqun as-sabiqun. Then there are the coming forward verses that says fasalamun laka min ashab al-yamin.
Mm-hmm.
It is verse number 91.
Or ashab al-maymana.
Or ashab al-maymana,
yes.
Ashab al-shimal.
Yes.
So these are some words that are repetitive in different words, but they mean the same thing. So here what it's saying, and the people of the left and the people of the right.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it mean, people of the left and people of the right? So here it says that the Holy Quran divides mankind into two categories, blissful and damned. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In another category, they are divided into three. Okay. Then this is Surah number 56, verse number 7-11. Then shall you be divided into three kinds. Thus there shall be as such as have attained to what is right. Oh, how happy will they be, those who have attained to what is right, and there shall be such as will have lost themselves in evil. Or how unhappy would they have been for those they have received from their left, and they who are always drawn close to God. You see, verse number 7 to 11. In the first note, it identifies that we have the people of the left and the right, where the left and the right, if you try to understand how we receive our scroll of deeds.
Okay.
So those of us who receive from the right-hand side or from the right is the deeds, the good deeds. While those who are receiving from the left are the damned people that receive from the left hand, and they're the damned, or they go towards hell. The evil people, the bad people, that they are there.
Okay.
The Holy Quran introduces in one part of a group known as Companions of the Right, which is Ashabil Yamin.
Yes.
And then introduces another group of Companions of the Left called Ashabul Mash'ama.
Your Shemal, if you can say that's right. Okay.
This nomination is not superficial at all and does not intend to be so. Whatsoever, it includes, in fact, a series of divine secrets and it presents truthful facts about afterlife. So here we have seen that regarding Ashabil Yamin are the people that are going to be going to heaven, inshallah. And Ashabul Mash'ama or Ashabul Shimal also are people who are going to hell. And these people are like those who have sinned and have done atrocities in this world and any other bad acts and deeds that they have done, while Ashabil Yamin are...
But this right and left is not necessarily right and left what we find in this world, isn't it? It surely, for example, it's referring to the right actions and the wrong actions might be, isn't it?
So that is the what do you call...
The literal meaning?
Yeah, yeah. So you can take it both ways because the Quran is... can be translated literally to left and right. At the same time, it can be translated into not a literal meaning, but giving you a message that you can understand. So when they say right and left literally because of the scrolls that we receive, so the people who are doing good, they receive from the right, and the people who do bad, they will receive the scroll of deeds from the left-hand side. So that is the literal meaning.
Mm-hmm.
The other meaning is right and wrong, as you said. So you can interpret it both ways as well.
That's all right. Okay. So is it true that according to the Shiite beliefs, for example, Ashab al-Yamin refers to the followers of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Ashab al-Shamal to non-followers?
So we do have in narrations that Ashab al-Yamin, Yamin means Amirul Mumineen Ali alayhi salam.
Uh-huh.
And Ashab al-Yamin means followers of Amirul Mumineen alayhi salam.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a tradition that also states that Ashab al-Yamin are the followers of Amirul Mumineen alayhi salam, of which there are some details of, for example, the standard for being a blessed soul.
Mm-hmm.
How can we be Ashab al-Yamin and how can we be Ashab al-Shimal?
Mm-hmm.
What are the standard? What do we do to be the people of the right and not the people of the left? So in several cases, the Holy Quran has spoken about specific and fundamental standards which exist in regards to the blessed souls or the damned souls. It also speaks about characteristics with which individuals are destined to become damned, as in the noble surah of Surah Naziat, verse 37 to 39.
Yes.
Wherefore unto him who shall have transgressed the bounds of the what is right and prefer the life of this world to the hereafter, that blazing fire will truly be the goal.
That's right.
Yeah.
People of the right hand believe in God and the judgments of the day of the resurrection.
Yeah.
They advise one another to patience and compassion, feed the orphans and the people in need, and emancipate their slaves. This is one ayah. In another ayah we read, when they die, the angels send regards and peace to them. On the day of resurrection, they will be examined easily, and after the examination, they will happily return to their family.
Yes.
And also in the heaven, they will be in the high position and will be happy with their life. According to the verses of Surah Al-Waqa, people of the right hand live in the heaven near waterfalls, under the shadows of trees, enjoying the fruits and variety of heavenly blessings. These are the details we have from the Holy Quran and Ahadith.
Yes.
From Ashab al-Yamin or Ashab al-Maymana, and also Ashab al-Shamal or Ashab al-Mash'ama, as you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. People of the left hand, which can be both literally referred to the right and left, and right actions and the wrong actions. The people of the right
of
and
which
wrong.
Here there are just a few characteristics for those who will be in hell. For example, the first ones are those who will rebel and be disobedient before Allah's commandments At the same time, they'll be fleeing from his true worship and servitude. Mm-hmm. While number two is becoming an individual who values his or her physical earthly life more than anything else, mm-hmm. while at the same time abandoning the hereafter by ignoring and neglecting utterly its importance. For the same thing, for the people who are of the right, the Ashabul Yameen, one will be the fearing God's great status, eminent position as one yes. and unique creator. Two, disobeying the worldly desires and vile passions, mm-hmm. as announced in Surah Naziat, verse 40-41.
Yes.
But unto him who shall have stood in fear of his sustainer's presence and held back his inner self from the best desires, paradise will truly be the main goal.
That's right. Thank you much, Brother Suhail, for a nice elaboration regarding two topics, the split of the Munshaq al-Ghamar and also the people of the right and the left hand, Ashab al-Yameen and Ashab al-Shamal. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. See you in another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن